This is O Nameless One, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Tara Waters and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for alternate universe canon divergence, recreational drug use, characters play Dungeons and Dragons, first kiss, getting together, magic, not beta red. And is part one of the series, Chrissy Lives. Summary. When her boyfriend Jason is one of the people killed in the Starcourt Mall fire, Chrissy's dreams for the future are crushed. She can't stand the thought of cheerleading anymore, losing her friends and her identity in one. Barely coping, she turns to Eddie Munson and what he can sell her. She never expected to find a friend. Author's notes. I wrote this for Chrissy Appreciation Day on Tumblr. It also fills the crushed hopes and or dreams square on my July break bingo card. If I get anything wrong about the drugs used here, please go easy on me. I have no experience and did not do any research. This is also my 100th Stranger Things fic. The Hawkins High School library was quiet, with only a few students electing to spend their lunch hour within its walls. The fall semester had started just the week before, so nobody really had any papers or projects due soon. Chrissy Cunningham sat at one of the tables in the back, working up the courage to speak to Eddie Munson. She'd heard he'd flunked senior year for the second time and was giving it a third try. Chrissy had thought a lot about what would happen if she flunked senior year of high school. Her mom would probably scream at her, but nothing much else would happen. When cheerleader practice had started 3 weeks earlier, Chrissy couldn't bring herself to go. If she wasn't a cheerleader, if she wasn't dating Jason Carver, people had no reason to see her as popular anymore. She had nothing left to lose. Standing up, Chrissy walked two tables over and sat down next to Eddie. Hi. Looking up from where he was etching some sort of angular design into the library table with the pointed end of a compass, Eddie gave her a confused frown. Hi. When she didn't get the rest of her words out, Eddie chuckled. Why in the world would someone like Chrissy Cunningham want to talk to me? I'm not... Chrissy's tongue feels too big. I'm not her anymore, Chrissy. It sounded stupid, saying it out loud, but Eddie looked intrigued. Then who are you? Chrissy shrugged. I'm kind of hoping I can buy something from you that will help me forget. After a long moment of looking at her, Eddie took a sharp breath. Your boyfriend died in the 4th of July fire, didn't he? Jackson? Jason, Chrissy told him with a nod. I was with my parents in Michigan. No one told me until the day of his funeral. Jesus, Eddie hissed, shaking his head. This town, man. He goes back to scratching the table. I'm starting to think it really is cursed. Yeah. Chrissy looked down at her hands. Her nails were all bitten down, with rough cuticles and no polish. Her mom wanted to take her for a manicure in the city, but manicures felt like the old Chrissy. And I can't really explain why, but it's starting to feel like last fall again. Like someone's always watching me. The look Eddie gave her was mercifully free of judgment. Okay, so we're going to skip the MJ when it comes to you. Pot and paranoia don't mix. She shrugged. You're the expert. Nah, I'm thinking something more psychedelic for you. Mushrooms, maybe ketamine if things are real bad. The way he spoke about drugs was so thoughtful, Chrissy couldn't believe that he was as stupid as people thought he was. she told him. Things could probably be worse, given this town. Let's try the mushrooms. A soft chuckle falls from his lips.
Yeah, okay.
He gave her another of those considering looks.
You got someone who can be there with you when you take them? It's hard to predict how your first trip is going to go.
Chrissy shook her head. My friends all dumped me when I quit cheerleading.
Fair weather friends,
he said in an important tone, like he was quoting Shakespeare or something. With a nod, Chrissy considered Eddie right back, then asked him,
would you be there with me to make sure I don't get hurt?
His eyes went wide.
Me? Girlie, you don't even know me.
You're not how I thought you'd be. She watched his eyes for a long moment, deciding they were much kinder than Jason's had been. I think I'd be safe with you.
Eddie shook his head, the river of curls bouncing around his face, but he was smiling too.
Okay, Miss Nameless. My uncle works second shift if you want to come over to mine after school. It's a dump, but you don't have to worry about parents or cops or anything.
The feeling crawling up her spine makes Chrissy nod her head.
Tomorrow, maybe? I can tell my mom I joined yearbook or something.
Perfect.
He looked around, but there was no one back here to see them.
You know that picnic table down the trail behind school?
Chrissy nodded.
I'll park on the other end and meet you there after school tomorrow. That way you don't have to worry about being seen with me.
A destructive urge bubbled up at the back of her throat, and she said,
fuck it. Let them see me with you.
The laugh that came out of Eddie was too loud for the library, and he quickly put his hand over his mouth.
Sorry.
Chrissy couldn't help but giggle at the mixture of surprise and delight on his face. I'll see you tomorrow, Eddie.
Until tomorrow, oh nameless one.
Eddie's trailer was small and smelled kind of like cheese, but it was somehow a lot more welcoming than Chrissy's own house.
I bet no one here gets on your case for eating junk food.
No, he said, ending his statement with a laugh. My uncle and I practically live on junk food.
He turned and walked backward down the narrow hallway, saying,
the shrooms are in my room. I'll go get...
I want to see your room,
Chrissy insisted, feeling full of reckless disregard for her safety and well-being. She was here to forget about everything. Why not start early?
Eddie pressed his lips in a tight line for a moment before shrugging.
Yeah, sure, if you want. I warn you that my room looks even worse than this dump.
It'll be a nice change of pace, she said, following as he backed through a door, flipping on the light and holding out his arms in a welcoming gesture. The room was small, barely big enough for the bed, a beanbag chair, and a set of drawers. One of the walls had a few mirrored panels and a tiny window. A severe-looking electric guitar hung over from a hook embedded in the mirrored wall. The floor was strewn with clothes and bits of trash, and the bed was mostly a pile of clothes and blankets.
It's nice, she said, giving Eddie a teasing smile.
He laughed again, and Chrissy realized she couldn't remember ever making Jason laugh. She hated how much she missed him, how much she couldn't face because it reminded her of him. She wasn't even sure she'd been in love with Jason. They'd just been together since freshman year. And Chrissy liked having a boyfriend. Why shouldn't it have been him? Except, as she settled into the beanbag in the corner of Eddie's tiny room, she felt more comfortable than she ever had with Jason. He'd been just like her mom, always expecting perfection. Being here made her feel like trying to be perfect was
stupid. This room was fun in a way that Christy had never really experienced before. All right, nameless one, Eddie said, dropping down onto the bed across from her, a plastic bag in his hands. Let's start you off slow. Just a little sliver of one. He took a penknife out of his pocket and unfolded it, taking a dry mushroom out of the bag and carving off a tiny piece. He placed it in her outstretched hand and said, Just chew it and swallow like any other food. Does it taste bad? She asked, picking it up between her thumb and forefinger, giving it a sniff. Doesn't smell too bad. Eddie stretched, scratching the back of his neck with one hand, as he said, Guess it depends on the person. I don't mind the taste. Chrissy put the piece in her mouth and chewed, trying not to make too much of a face at the taste. With another laugh, Eddie leaned back on his bed. No need to put on a brave face for me, Nameless. You won't even notice the taste after a few minutes. How long does it take to kick in?
Depends,
he said, with another of those shrugs of his. 10 minutes? Probably more with how little I gave you. Do you do this a lot? Beats living in this town sober. Chrissy sighed and sunk deeper into the beanbag chair. As she looked around his room, one of the posters caught her eye. Pointing at it, she asked, Is that a dragon? Following her line of sight, Eddie grinned. That's not just any dragon. That's Bahamut, the Platinum Dragon, Avatar of Justice and member of the Draconic Pantheon. Chrissy liked the way he talked about the dragon, like he believed it was real. Maybe if we had one of him, someone would actually pay for all the people who got killed last summer. Eddie's smile faded, his eyes cast down. Yeah. Shit, Chrissy said, leaning forward and putting her hand on Eddie's knee. Sorry, let's talk about something more fun. Where is Bahamut from? Bahamut, he corrected her, some of his smile coming back. He is from this game called Dungeons and Dragons. Does the game have unicorns too? Chrissy sat back, looking up at the ceiling. I used to be obsessed with unicorns. Yeah, it can, Eddie said. He laughed. So, I recruited a few freshmen into Hellfire. Now, that's our D&D club. And I'm writing the opening of our campaign right now. What do you think? Should I put some unicorns in our first session? Really surprise them?
Is it a difficult game to play?
No, not really. He gave her another one of those considering looks. Why? Do you want to play?
Chrissy shook her head, looking back down at her unmanicured hands. I'd just mess it up.
No!
Eddie rolled off his bed and crouched on the floor in front of Chrissy, pulling her hands into his and meeting her eyes.
You listen to me, Miss Nameless. Dungeons and Dragons is a game for anyone who feels like they don't fit in the world. It lets you be whoever and whatever you want, and the dice help you tell that story.
Excitement welling in her chest, Chrissy said, That sounds wonderful. Wow, your eyes are really sparkly.
Eddie laughed and let go of her hands. You really are a lightweight.
Chrissy closed her eyes, trying to figure out if she liked this mushroom thing or not. She felt like her mind was growing bigger and bigger. It filled up Eddie's trailer, then the trailer park, then the whole town.
There was something wrong, an uneasy feeling near the edge of town, but everything else...
There's so much love here, Eddie, she told him. So many people who love other people and love the things they do and the things they make. It's beautiful.
through her closed eyelids. Chrissy noticed the way the ceiling light flickered. When she opened her eyes, it stopped. She smiled at Eddie, who was watching her with a fond smile. She thought she might want to kiss him, but maybe that was a thought for another time. For the first time since July, Chrissy's guilt and anger and relief about Jason's death felt insignificant in the face of all the good feelings in the world. She wondered if the allowance she got from her father would be enough to feel this every day, even for just a little bit. A spike of something red and sharp caught Chrissy's attention. It was coming from outside, she knew that much. The lights flickered again. Not really knowing why, Chrissy told Eddie, one of the neighbors is mad. You should give them some of your mushrooms. They'll feel much better.
I'll get right on that, he said.
But what he did was reach under his bed and pull out a stack of papers and a pencil.
But first, I'm writing unicorns into this campaign. Just for you, Nameless.
I want that to be my name. Chrissy crawled over to the bed and rested her chin on it, watching Eddie write with quick, jerky strokes of his pencil. In the game, can my name be Nameless? Eddie looked at her for a moment before saying,
You know what? That would actually be pretty badass. You're on.
Okay, guys, Eddie said, looking over the head of the table in Mr. Farber's classroom, where Hellfire met, before his gaze landed on Chrissy.
In honor of our Nameless One's 18th birthday, would she like to deal the killing blow on the hideous insect man trying to attack you with his last dying gasps?
Chrissy considered the game board and where Nameless stood in relation to all the other characters. With a grin, she said, I take out the wand of coercion given to me 3 weeks ago by the swamp hag. I point it at the bug man and I say, Go home to your queen and tell her this village is off limits. Forever. Eddie gave a delighted laugh, and the boys around the table grinned and praised her move. Chrissy basked in the praise, waiting for Eddie's description of what happened next. He all but disappeared behind his Dungeon Master screen for a moment, and when he popped back up, he had a cupcake in his hand. It had white frosting, a blue wrapper, and one lit candle in the center.
My lady.
Oh, Eddie, Chrissy cried, closing her eyes as she thought about what her wish should be. Wait, she had a good idea. After silently making the wish, she opened her eyes and blew out the candle. The light above the game table flickered twice, but stayed lit. The electricity all over town had been iffy for a while, so she paid it no mind. She ate the cupcake as everyone started packing up. When they were close to being done, Eddie leaned closer to Chrissy and asked in a low voice, Do you still want to come to my house tonight? Yeah, of course, she said, giving him a smile. My mom thinks I'm staying over at Stacy's house, so she's not expecting me back until tomorrow morning.
Eddie's eyebrows lifted, and his eyes went wide, but he didn't say anything, instead turning back to gathering his things.
When he was done, they said goodbye to the other members of the Hellfire Club and got in Eddie's van. Looking around at all the empty space behind her, Chrissy asked, What do you even use this van for?
If the van's a-rockin',
Eddie trailed off, shaking his head.
No, I use it to move our band equipment when we have a gig. The drum set especially takes up a lot of room.
That makes sense. Chrissy looked at the back again, considering it. I bet it's a great place to have sex if your parents are around all the time.
Eddie choked and jerked the steering wheel, swerving into the other lane before correcting. Nameless, you're trying to kill me, aren't you? Chrissy laughed, shaking her head.
You're just kind of easy to mess with, Eddie. I can't help myself.
Tease me enough, and maybe I won't sell you anything else.
You'll give it to me instead?
She asked, with her most innocent smile. Eddie let out a loud bark of laughter.
You're a menace, he insisted.
But when he looked over at her, Chrissy could see the fondness in his expression. She had to admit, she was feeling more than a little fond lately, too. Maybe she was starting to feel a little less shattered about Jason being gone as well. Maybe he wasn't here to see it anymore, but life went on. Chrissy wasn't going to have the perfect life she'd envisioned while she and Jason were dating. She wasn't going to be the wife of a successful lawyer turned politician. She was going to be whatever she ended up being. And maybe dating a boy who sold drugs to help support himself and his uncle wasn't the death sentence her mother would have insisted it was. Chrissy followed Eddie into the trailer and into his room. He dug out the bag of mushrooms, but Chrissy didn't give him time to cut one for her. She said, "Eddie?" to get him to turn around. And when he did, she stepped as close to him as she dared. "Is this okay?" He nodded, a quick jerk of his head, his eyes still so big, his expression so soft. After a second, he brought up his hand, placing it gently on Chrissy's cheek. She set her hands on his waist and went up on her toes, kissing him for just a second before dropping back down. Eddie made a small noise in his throat and followed her down, cradling her face in both his hands and kissing her again. The kiss lasted a long few seconds, and Chrissy loved the way Eddie didn't push her for more, not like Jason used to. He kept the kiss gentle and sweet. Chrissy's heart felt so full, she could hardly stand it. A loud pop made Chrissy jump as the bulb in the overhead light burnt out and went dark.
"Wow, Nameless," Eddie whispered, a soft laugh in his voice. Even the lamp thought that was a great kiss.
A giggle bubbled out of Chrissy, and she grinned, pulling Eddie into another kiss.
"I don't think we'll need that light for a little while. Do you?"
"What?" he asked. But when Chrissy pushed his jacket from his shoulders, he said,
"Oh, yeah, I think we can wait a bit before finding a new bulb. The darkness is kind of nice, isn't it?"
Still smiling, she kissed him again, saying, "I agree," and gently pushed him toward the bed.
The end.